souls waiting to be selected for life on Earth. Sounds like a movie plot, right? Like a specific movie, in fact. Pixar's Soul. Well, it's also the premise of 9 Days, a live-action drama that was a hit at the Sundance Film Festival. Critic Bob Mondello says 9 Days took him a lot more than 9 days to process.
Will is a gatekeeper of sorts and a monitor. His house has a wall of vintage television sets on which the lives of people play out from their point of view. Amanda, for instance, is practicing a concerto, unaware that Will is seeing on a screen exactly what she sees, her hands on violin and bow, the conductor and orchestra, all through her eyes. Will writes in a notebook that she's practicing and that it's 10,327 days since her selection. Will was her selector. It's his job. As played by Winston Duke, he's an otherworldly bureaucrat who auditions souls for bodies as needed.
May I call you Anne?
Sure.
Anne is 4 hours old.
Do you know why you're here?
Strangely, yes.
Do you mind if I say it out loud just to make it official?
Okay.
You are being considered for the amazing opportunity of life. If after this process you are selected, you will have the chance to be born in a fruitful environment where you can grow, develop, and accomplish. Would you like to be considered for this position?
Anne is one of 6 candidates, and Will treats 5 of them identically.
May I call you Mike?
Yes.
Maria, Alexander, Kane.
Yeah.
With the 6th, played by Zossie Bates, he gets a surprise. She wants to choose her own name, and she questions his questions as he administers what amounts to an existential aptitude test.
No right or wrong answer. Just say whatever comes to mind.
I'm really not sure if I can answer your question if you don't answer mine.
All of this is taking place in an intriguing limbo, sort of a prenatal purgatory with craftsman-style bungalows, concocted by first-time filmmaker Edson Oda. He is Brazilian-born, Los Angeles-based, and clearly a fan of all things meta, metaphysical and metaphorical especially. He's come up with a nifty concept.
Do you have any questions?
Am I dead?
I wouldn't say you're alive or dead.
Are you the boss?
I would say a cog in the wheel. That sounds intense.
So I have 9 days.
Yes.
Or less. After that?
If you're selected, there is an extension as a newborn. If not, I would say it's the end.
If the candidates have trouble puzzling out what it means to be human, Will discovers there are pitfalls in trying to judge what it means to be human.
Maybe she's most likely to fall on the battlefield.
Always talk as if you're sending him to war.
And you always talk as if you've been alive to know anything.
Excuse me.
You're excused.
The film isn't just a head trip. It has fun with practical effects, building sets, the whole magic of theater and filmmaking. And man, the fun of pulling it apart. There are bits of Plato and Sartre and Walt Whitman in its philosophizing, quite a lot of Being John Malkovich in its execution, which may be why that film's director signed on as producer. And if you've ever been wowed by the bureaucrat sorting through memories drama, Afterlife, you'll be thinking of 9 days as a kind of pre-life companion piece. Happily, you don't have to get all those references to get 9 days. It's plenty rewarding, just as a reminder to celebrate every moment you're given. I'm Bob Mondello.